This is the reading for October 21st, Ezekiel chapter 25. The Lord spoke his word to me, saying, Human, look toward the people of Ammon and prophesy against them. Say to them, Hear the word of the Lord God. This is what the Lord God says. You were glad when my temple was dishonored, when the land of Israel was ruined, and when people of Judah were taken away as captives. So I am going to give to you the people of the east to be theirs. They will set up their camps among you and make their homes among you. They will eat your fruit and drink your milk. I will make the city of Rabbah a pasture for camels, and the land of Ammon a resting place for sheep. Then you will know that I am the Lord. This is what the Lord God says. You have clapped your hands and stamped your feet. You have laughed about all the insults you made against the land of Israel. So I will use my power against you. I will give you to the nations as if you were treasures taken in war. I will wipe you out of the land so you will no longer be a nation, and I will destroy you. Then you will know that I am the Lord. This is what the Lord God says. Moab and Edom say, The people of Judah are like all the other nations. So I am going to take away the cities that protect Moab's borders, the best cities in that land. Beth Jeshimoth, Baal Meon, and Kiriathaim. Then I will give Moab along with the Ammonites to the people of the east as their possession. Then, along with the Ammonites, Moab will not be a nation anymore. So I will punish the people of Moab, and they will know that I am the Lord. This is what the Lord God says. Edom took revenge on the people of Judah, and the Edomites became guilty because of it. So this is what the Lord God says, I will use my power against Edom, killing every human and animal in it. And I will destroy Edom all the way from Teman to Dedan as they die in battle. I will use my people Israel to take revenge on Edom. So the Israelites will do to Edom what my hot anger demands. Then the Edomites will know what my revenge feels like, says the Lord God. This is what the Lord God says. The Philistines have taken revenge with hateful hearts. Because of their strong hatred, they have tried to destroy Judah. So this is what the Lord God says. I will use my power against the Philistines. I will kill the Kerethites, and I will destroy those people still alive on the coast of the Mediterranean Sea. I will punish them in my anger and do great acts of revenge to them. They will know that I am the Lord. Chapter 26. It was the 11th year of our captivity, on the first day of the month. The Lord spoke his word to me, saying, Human, the city of Tyre has spoken against Jerusalem. The city that traded with the nations is destroyed. Now we can be the trading center. Since the city of Jerusalem is ruined, we can make money. So this is what the Lord God says. I am against you, Tyre. I will bring many nations against you, like the sea beating its waves on your island shores. They will destroy the walls of Tyre and pull down her towers. I will also scrape away her ruins and make her a bare rock. Tyre will be an island where fishermen dry their nets. I have spoken, says the Lord God. The nations will steal treasures from Tyre. Also, her villages on the shore across from the island will be destroyed by war. Then they will know that I am the Lord. This is what the Lord God says. I will bring a king from the north against Tyre. He is Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, the greatest king, with his horses, chariots, horsemen, and a great army. He will fight a battle and destroy your villages on the shore across from the island. He will set up devices to attack you. He will build a road of earth to the top of the walls. He will raise his shields against you. He will bring logs to pound through your city walls, and he will break down your towers with his iron bars. His horses will be so many that they will cover you with their dust. Your walls will shake at the noise of horsemen, wagons, and chariots. The king of Babylon will enter your city gates as men enter a city where the walls are broken through. The hoofs of his horses will run over your streets. He will kill your army with a sword, and your strong pillars will fall down to the ground. Also, his men will take away your riches and will steal the things you sell. They will break down your walls and destroy your nice houses. they will throw your stones, wood, and trash into the sea. So I will stop your songs, the music of your harps will not be heard anymore. I will make you a bare rock, and you will be a place for drying fishing nets. You will not be built again, because I, the Lord, have spoken, says the Lord God. This is what the Lord God says to Tyre. The people who live along the seacoast will shake with fear when they hear about your defeat. Those of you who are injured and dying will groan. Then all the leaders of the seacoast will get down from their thrones, take off their beautiful needlework clothes, and show how afraid they are. They will sit on the ground and tremble all the time. When they see you, they will be shocked. They will begin singing a funeral song about you and will say to you, Tyre, you famous city, you have been destroyed. You have lost your sea power. You and your people had great power on the seas. You made everyone around you afraid of you. Now the people who live by the coast tremble, now that you have fallen. The islands of the sea are afraid because you have been defeated. This is what the Lord God says, I will make you an empty city, like cities that have no people living in them. I will bring the deep ocean waters over you, and the Mediterranean Sea will cover you. At that time, I will send you down to the place of the dead to join those who died long ago. I will make you live with the dead below the earth in places that are like old ruins. You will not come back from there or have any place in the world of the living again. Other people will be afraid of what happened to you, and it will be the end of you. People will look for you, but they will never find you again, says the Lord God.
Chapter 28.
When we were safely on shore, we found out that the island was called Malta. The people who lived on the island were unusually kind to us. They made a fire and welcomed all of us around it because of the rain and the cold. Paul gathered a bundle of brushwood and put it on the fire. The heat forced a poisonous snake out of the brushwood. The snake bit Paul's hand and wouldn't let go. When the people who lived on the island saw the snake hanging from his hand, they said to each other, "This man must be a murderer. He may have escaped from the sea, but justice won't let him live." Paul shook the snake into the fire and wasn't harmed. The people were waiting for him to swell up or suddenly drop dead. But after they had waited a long time and saw nothing unusual happen to him, they changed their minds and said he was a god. A man named Publius, who was the governor of the island, had property around the area. He welcomed us and treated us kindly, and for 3 days we were his guests. His father happened to be sick in bed. He was suffering from fever and dysentery. Paul went to him, prayed, placed his hands on him, and made him well. After that happened, other sick people on the island went to Paul and were made well. They showed respect for us in many ways, and when we were going to set sail, they put whatever we needed on board. After 3 months, we sailed on an Alexandrian ship that had spent the winter at the island. The ship had the gods Castor and Pollux carved on its front. We stopped at the city of Syracuse and stayed there for 3 days. We sailed from Syracuse and arrived at the city of Rhegium. The next day, a south wind began to blow, and 2 days later, we arrived at the city of Puteoli. In Puteoli, we discovered some believers who begged us to spend a week with them. Believers in Rome heard that we were coming, so they came as far as the cities of Appius Market and three taverns to meet us. When Paul saw them, he thanked God and felt encouraged. So we finally arrived in the city of Rome. After our arrival, Paul was allowed to live by himself, but he had a soldier who guarded him. After 3 days, Paul invited the most influential Jews in Rome to meet with him. When they assembled, he said to them, "Brothers, I haven't done anything against the Jewish people or violated the customs handed down by our ancestors. Yet I'm a prisoner from Jerusalem, and I've been handed over to the Roman authorities. The Roman authorities cross-examined me and wanted to let me go because I was accused of nothing for which I deserved to die. But when the Jews objected, I was forced to appeal my case to the emperor. That doesn't mean I have any charges to bring against my own people. That's why I asked to see you and speak with you. I'm wearing these chains because of what Israel hopes for." The Jewish leaders told Paul, "We haven't received any letters from Judea about you, and no Jewish person who has come to Rome has reported or mentioned anything bad about you. However, we would like to hear what you think. We know that everywhere people are talking against this sect." On a designated day, a larger number of influential Jews than expected went to the place where Paul was staying. From morning until evening, Paul was explaining the kingdom of God to them. He was trying to convince them about Jesus from Moses' teachings and the prophets. Some of them were convinced by what he said, but others continued to disbelieve. The Jews, unable to agree among themselves, left after Paul had quoted this particular passage to them. How well the Holy Spirit spoke to your ancestors through the prophet Isaiah. The Spirit said, "Go to these people and say, you will hear clearly, but never understand. You will see clearly, but never comprehend. These people have become closed-minded and hard of hearing. They have shut their eyes so that their eyes never see, their ears never hear, their minds never understand, and they never turn to me for healing." You need to know that God has sent his salvation to people who are not Jews. They will listen. Paul rented a place to live for 2 full years and welcomed everyone who came to him. He spread the message about God's kingdom and taught very boldly about the Lord Jesus Christ. No one stopped him.